Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Vincent and the Grenadines, A Journey Through Time, Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, The Labor Riots and Social Unrest. The streets of Kingstown were alive with anger and desperation. It was a hot morning in October 1935, and a crowd had gathered, their voices rising in unison as they marched toward the colonial government offices. This was not the first time the people of St. Vincent had protested against the injustices of colonial rule, but it would become one of the most defining moments in the island's history. The labor riots of the 1930s were more than a cry for fair wages and better working conditions. They were a battle cry for dignity, equality, and the right to determine their own future. 1. The economic foundations of unrest. The plantation economy and the Great Depression. The labor riots of 1935 cannot be understood without examining the broader economic conditions that fueled them. St. Vincent's economy in the early 20th century was still dominated by the plantation system. Cash crops such as sugar, arrowroot, and bananas formed the backbone of the island's exports, but the wealth generated from these industries rarely benefited the majority of Vincentians. The Great Depression of the 1930s exacerbated these economic disparities. Global demand for agricultural products plummeted, leading to sharp declines in prices. Plantation owners responded by cutting wages, increasing working hours, and reducing the already meager benefits provided to their laborers. For the workers, who were barely surviving before the economic downturn, these changes pushed them to the brink of starvation. Rural poverty and urban inequality. While rural farmers struggled to make ends meet, urban workers faced their own challenges. Kingstown, the island's capital, was a hub of economic activity, but its residents lived in overcrowded tenements with limited access to clean water, healthcare, and education. The gap between the colonial elite and the working class was stark, and resentment simmered just below the surface. 2. The spark of protest, October 1935. The arrowroot industry strike. The immediate trigger for the 1935 labor riots was a strike in the arrowroot industry, one of St. Vincent's primary export sectors. Workers in the northern districts of the island, frustrated by declining wages and exploitative practices, walked off the job, demanding fair treatment and better pay. The strike quickly gained momentum, spreading to other parts of the island and galvanizing workers in different industries. Laborers from banana plantations, dock workers in Kingstown, and even domestic servants joined the movement, united by a shared sense of injustice. The role of community leaders. Community leaders and grassroots organizers played a critical role in mobilizing the population. These individuals, many of whom were teachers, preachers, or small-scale farmers, used their influence to spread the message of resistance. They organized meetings, distributed pamphlets, and encouraged workers to stand firm in their demands. 3. The March on Kingstown. The Gathering Storm. On October 21, 1935, a crowd of more than 2,000 people gathered in the northern district of Georgetown, armed with placards, conch shells, and an unshakable determination. They began a march toward Kingstown, their numbers swelling as they moved through villages and towns along the way. By the time they reached the capital, the crowd had grown to over 5,000, a powerful testament to the widespread anger and solidarity among Vincentians. The confrontation with authorities. The protesters' arrival in Kingstown was met with immediate resistance from the colonial government. The governor, alarmed by the size and intensity of the demonstration, deployed police forces to disperse the crowd. Armed with batons, rifles, and tear gas, the police attempted to block the marchers from reaching government offices. The confrontation quickly escalated. Protesters threw stones and shouted slogans demanding justice, while police fired warning shots into the air. The standoff lasted for hours, with neither side willing to back down. Eventually, the police resorted to force, using tear gas and rubber bullets to break up the demonstration. For the fallout, arrests, trials, and martyrs, repression and retaliation. In the aftermath of the riots, the colonial government launched a crackdown on protest leaders and participants. Dozens were arrested and charged with offenses ranging from trespassing to sedition. Harsh sentences were handed down in an attempt to deter future unrest. Among those arrested was a young schoolteacher who had become a prominent voice in the movement. His trial became a rallying point for the labor movement, as supporters packed the courtroom to show their solidarity. Though he was ultimately convicted, his courage and eloquence during the proceedings inspired a new generation of activists. The cost of resistance. The riots claimed several lives, with protesters killed during clashes with police. These individuals became martyrs for the cause, their names and stories etched into the collective memory of St. Vincent. Funerals for the fallen turned into mass demonstrations, with thousands gathering to mourn and renew their commitment to the struggle. 5. The broader impact of the labor riots. A catalyst for change. The 1935 labor riots marked a turning point in St. Vincent's history. While the immediate demands of the protesters were not fully met, the riots forced the colonial government to acknowledge the deep-seated grievances of the population. In the years that followed, modest reforms were introduced, including wage increases, improved working conditions, and investments in public infrastructure. The rise of labor unions. One of the most significant outcomes of the riots was the emergence of organized labor unions. Workers recognized the power of collective action and began forming unions to advocate for their rights. These organizations would play a critical role in the political and social movements that followed, challenging the colonial system and pushing for greater autonomy. 6. The role of women in the labor movement. Leaders and organizers. Women were at the forefront of the labor movement in St. Vincent, often serving as organizers, strategists, and leaders. They played a vital role in mobilizing their communities, ensuring that the voices of women workers were heard. Balancing roles. Many women involved in the labor movement had to balance their activism with the demands of family life. Despite these challenges, they remained steadfast in their commitment to the cause, recognizing that their efforts would benefit future generations. 7. Lessons from the riots. The power of unity. The labor riots demonstrated the strength of unity and collective action. Despite their differences, workers from various industries and backgrounds came together to fight for a common cause, showing that solidarity could overcome even the most entrenched systems of oppression. The importance of leadership. The movement's success was due in large part to the leadership of community organizers and grassroots activists. Their ability to inspire and mobilize the population was a testament to the power of local leadership in driving social change. 8. The legacy of the labor riots. Inspiration for future movements. The 1935 labor riots laid the groundwork for future struggles for justice and equality in St. Vincent. The courage and determination of the protesters inspired a new generation of activists who would go on to challenge colonial rule and advocate for independence. A nation awakened. The riots awakened a sense of political consciousness among Vincentians, highlighting the importance of self-determination and the need to address systemic inequalities. This awareness would shape the island's trajectory in the decades to come, as Vincentians continued to fight for a better future. Conclusion: the price of progress. The labor riots of 1935 were not just an isolated event. They were a manifestation of the deep-rooted injustices that had plagued St. Vincent for centuries. Through their courage and sacrifice, the workers who marched on Kingstown paved the way for a new era of political and social change. Their story is a testament to the power of ordinary people to challenge extraordinary odds, reminding us that progress is always worth the fight. Chapter 10: The Road to Independence. It was the middle of the 20th century, and the winds of change were blowing across the Caribbean. In St. Vincent, a small island in the Lesser Antilles, the echoes of emancipation, labor movements, and social unrest had evolved into a new call: self-governance. Colonial rule, with its rigid structures and systemic inequalities, was beginning to crumble under the weight of a growing political consciousness. This was not just a battle for independence, but a quest to redefine the identity and destiny of a nation. 1. The global context: decolonization after World War II. The decline of the British Empire. The road to independence in St. Vincent cannot be separated from the broader global context of decolonization in the aftermath of World War II. The war had weakened the British Empire, both economically and politically, and accelerated calls for independence across its colonies. India's independence in 1947 served as a powerful example, inspiring movements in Africa, Asia, and the Caribbean. The role of the United Nations. The establishment of the United Nations in 1945 added further momentum to decolonization. The UN Charter emphasized the right of all peoples to self-determination, providing moral and legal support for colonies seeking independence. Caribbean leaders leveraged this global discourse to strengthen their demands for autonomy. 2. Early steps toward self-governance. The rise of local political parties. The mid-20th century saw the formation of political parties in St. Vincent, driven by the need for a unified voice to negotiate with the colonial government. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Labour Party, SVGLP, founded by George Charles in 1951, emerged as the island's first major political party. Its platform focused on labor rights, land reform, and universal suffrage, reflecting the aspirations of the working class. Another key figure was Ebenezer Theodore, E.T. Joshua, who founded the People's Political Party, PPP, in 1952. Joshua's fiery rhetoric and strong connection to rural communities made him a formidable force in Vincentian politics. His party championed the rights of small farmers and the peasantry, challenging the dominance of the plantation elite. Universal suffrage and electoral reforms. One of the first significant milestones on the road to independence was the introduction of universal adult suffrage in 1951. For the first time, all Vincentians aged 21 and over, regardless of property ownership, could vote in elections. This was a transformative moment, empowering the masses to have a direct say in the island's governance. The first general elections under universal suffrage were held the same year, marking a new era in Vincentian politics. While the colonial government retained significant control, the elections allowed local leaders to gain political experience and build popular support. 3. The West Indies Federation, 1958-1962. An experiment in regional unity. St. Vincent became part of the West Indies Federation in 1958, a political union of British Caribbean colonies aimed at fostering regional cooperation and preparing for independence. The federation included 10 territories, from Jamaica in the north to Trinidad and Tobago in the south. For St. Vincent, the federation represented both an opportunity and a challenge. On one hand, it promised economic and political support from larger territories. On the other hand, it raised questions about the island's autonomy and its ability to assert its own identity within a larger union. The collapse of the federation. The West Indies Federation was short-lived, collapsing in 1962 due to political disagreements and a lack of popular support. Jamaica's decision to withdraw dealt a fatal blow to the federation, leaving smaller territories like St. Vincent to chart their own paths toward independence. The failure of the federation was a turning point for St. Vincent. It highlighted the complexities of regional cooperation and underscored the need for the island to focus on its own national aspirations. 4. Toward associated statehood. Constitutional reforms. In the wake of the federation's collapse, St. Vincent pursued constitutional reforms that granted greater autonomy while remaining a British colony. In 1969, the island achieved associated statehood, a status that allowed for internal self-governance while Britain retained control over defense and foreign affairs. Under associated statehood, St. Vincent established its own constitution and local parliament, giving Vincentians more control over domestic policies. This period saw significant developments in education, infrastructure, and social programs, laying the groundwork for full independence. The role of local leaders. The transition to associated statehood was driven by the efforts of local leaders like George Charles, Milton Cato, and Ebenezer Joshua. Their debates and negotiations with the colonial government were critical in shaping the constitutional framework that would eventually lead to independence. 5. The struggle for independence. Economic challenges. As St. Vincent moved toward independence, economic challenges loomed large. The island's economy remained heavily dependent on agriculture, particularly bananas, which were subject to fluctuating global markets. Efforts to diversify the economy were met with limited success, leaving many Vincentians vulnerable to poverty and unemployment. The colonial government's policies often prioritized the interests of the plantation elite, further exacerbating economic inequalities. Addressing these challenges became a central focus of the independence movement, as leaders sought to create a more equitable and sustainable economy. Social movements and grassroots activism. The push for independence was not limited to political leaders. Grassroots movements, labor unions, and community organizations played a vital role in building momentum for self-determination. These groups organized rallies, petitions, and educational campaigns to raise awareness about the benefits of independence and to demand greater accountability from local leaders. 6. The role of regional and international influences. Caribbean solidarity. The broader Caribbean independence movement provided inspiration and support for St. Vincent. The successes of Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago, both of which gained independence in 1962, demonstrated that small island nations could thrive as sovereign states. Regional organizations, such as the Caribbean Free Trade Association, CARIFTA, and later the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, also provided platforms for collaboration and advocacy. International advocacy. St. Vincent's leaders engaged with international organizations, including the United Nations, to garner support for their independence efforts. These engagements helped to legitimize the movement and to highlight the island's readiness for self-governance. 7. Independence achieved, October 27, 1979. The final negotiations. The path to independence culminated in a series of negotiations between the Vincentian government and the British Crown. These discussions addressed critical issues such as constitutional arrangements, economic support, and the transfer of governance. The birth of a nation. On October 27, 1979, St. Vincent and the Grenadines officially became an independent nation. The Union Jack was lowered, and the Vincentian flag was raised for the first time, symbolizing the island's sovereignty and the end of centuries of colonial rule. Celebrations erupted across the island, with parades, cultural performances, and ceremonies marking the historic occasion. 8. The challenges of nationhood. Economic development. Independence brought new responsibilities and challenges. The government faced the daunting task of building a self-sufficient economy while addressing persistent inequalities and unemployment. Efforts to develop tourism, manufacturing, and other industries were met with varying degrees of success. Political stability. The transition to nationhood also required the establishment of stable political institutions. Successive governments worked to strengthen democratic processes, but political rivalries and divisions often created tensions. 9. The legacy of independence. A national identity. Independence allowed Vincentians to embrace and celebrate their unique culture and heritage. Festivals, music, and traditions became central to the national identity, reflecting the resilience and creativity of the people. A continuing journey. While independence marked the end of colonial rule, it was not the end of St. Vincent's journey. The island continues to grapple with the legacies of its past and the challenges of the present, striving to build a brighter future for all its citizens. Conclusion: the triumph of self-determination. The road to independence was long and arduous, marked by struggles, sacrifices, and triumphs. For the people of St. Vincent, it was a journey of reclaiming their identity, their rights, and their destiny. Independence was not just a political achievement. It was a testament to the strength and resilience of a nation determined to chart its own course. Chapter 11: Post-Independence Challenges. The sun rose on October 28, 1979, over an independent St. Vincent and the Grenadines. For the first time in centuries, the island was free from colonial rule, and the people stood united under their own flag. But as the celebrations faded and the dust settled, a new reality began to emerge. Nationhood brought with it immense challenges: economic uncertainty, political divisions, and the daunting task of forging a unified identity in a post-colonial world. The road ahead would be fraught with trials, but it was also an opportunity for the Vincentian people to shape their destiny. 1. The immediate aftermath of independence. A nation in transition. The immediate years following independence were marked by a mixture of optimism and uncertainty. While independence symbolized freedom and self-determination, it also meant taking on the full responsibilities of governance, economic management, and international diplomacy. For a small island nation with limited resources, these tasks were monumental. The government, led by the first Prime Minister Milton Cato, focused on stabilizing the country's economy and building institutions to support its new status as a sovereign state. Efforts were made to establish diplomatic relationships with other countries, gain membership in international organizations like the United Nations, and attract foreign investment. Economic challenges. St. Vincent and the Grenadines inherited an economy heavily reliant on agriculture, particularly the export of bananas. However, this dependence on a single crop made the nation vulnerable to fluctuations in global markets, natural disasters, and trade policy changes. Diversifying the economy became a central goal of post-independence development, but progress was slow and often hindered by external and internal factors. 2. The political landscape. The rise of party politics. Independence ushered in a new era of political engagement. The two dominant parties, Milton Cato's St. Vincent Labour Party, SVLP, and James Mitchell's New Democratic Party, NDP, competed for control of the government, often with fierce rivalries that reflected deeper societal divisions. While the SVLP focused on social programs and public sector investment, the NDP advocated for free market policies and greater emphasis on private enterprise. These ideological differences created stark contrasts in governance styles, with each party leaving its own mark on the nation's development. Political stability and unrest. The early years of independence were not without political turmoil. Protests, strikes, and accusations of corruption occasionally disrupted governance, challenging the young nation's democratic institutions. Leaders had to navigate these crises while maintaining public trust and ensuring political stability. 3. Economic development and diversification. The decline of the banana industry. For decades, bananas were the backbone of St. Vincent's economy, providing employment for thousands of farmers and generating critical export revenue. However, the industry faced significant challenges in the post-independence era. Trade liberalization, competition from Latin American producers, and the erosion of preferential trade agreements with the European Union all contributed to a sharp decline in banana exports. The loss of the banana industry's dominance forced the government to explore alternative sources of revenue. Efforts were made to modernize agriculture, promote agroprocessing, and encourage the cultivation of other crops such as arrowroot, cocoa, and spices. The growth of tourism. Tourism emerged as a key pillar of economic diversification. The government invested in infrastructure development, including the construction of hotels, marinas, and the Argyle International Airport, which opened in 2017. The Grenadines, with their pristine beaches and crystal-clear waters, became a major draw for high-end tourists, contributing significantly to the nation's GDP. Challenges of economic inequality. Despite these efforts, economic inequality persisted. Rural communities, particularly those dependent on agriculture, struggled to adapt to the changes, while urban areas benefited more from tourism and foreign investment. Addressing these disparities became a central focus of government policy in the decades following independence. 4. Social and cultural transformations. Education and healthcare. Post-independence governments recognized the importance of education and healthcare in building a strong and equitable society. Investments were made in expanding access to primary and secondary education, with an emphasis on literacy and vocational training. The introduction of free education at the primary level marked a significant milestone, enabling more Vincentian children to pursue learning opportunities. In healthcare, efforts were made to expand rural clinics, improve maternal and child health, and combat infectious diseases. However, limited resources and infrastructure posed ongoing challenges, particularly in remote areas. Cultural renaissance. Independence also sparked a cultural renaissance, as Vincentians sought to reclaim and celebrate their unique identity. Festivals such as Vinci Mass gained prominence, showcasing the island's vibrant music, dance, and art. Traditional storytelling, calypso, and soca music became vehicles for expressing national pride and addressing social issues. The Garifuna people, descendants of the island's indigenous population and enslaved Africans, played a vital role in preserving and promoting Vincentian heritage. Their contributions to music, language, and spirituality enriched the nation's cultural landscape. 5. Natural disasters and resilience. The shadow of La Soufrière. St. Vincent's landscape, while stunningly beautiful, is marked by the looming presence of La Soufrière volcano. The 1979 eruption, occurring just months before independence, served as a stark reminder of the island's vulnerability to natural disasters. The eruption displaced thousands and caused significant economic losses, requiring substantial international aid for recovery. Subsequent eruptions, including the major event in 2021, tested the resilience of the Vicentian people. Each disaster brought immense challenges, from evacuations and infrastructure damage to long-term economic impacts. However, they also highlighted the strength of community solidarity and the importance of disaster preparedness. Hurricanes and climate change. As a small island nation, St. Vincent and the Grenadines is particularly vulnerable to hurricanes and the effects of climate change. Rising sea levels, coastal erosion, and extreme weather events threaten the livelihoods of fishing communities and farmers, underscoring the urgent need for sustainable development and environmental conservation. 6. The role of the diaspora. Economic contributions. The Vicentian diaspora, spread across the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, has played a crucial role in supporting the nation's development. Remittances from overseas Vicentians provide a vital source of income for families and communities, helping to fund education, healthcare, and small businesses. Cultural connections. Diaspora communities have also served as ambassadors of Vicentian culture, organizing events, festivals, and advocacy campaigns to raise awareness of the island's challenges and achievements. Their efforts have strengthened ties between Vicentians at home and abroad, fostering a sense of shared identity and purpose. 7. Foreign relations and international partnerships. Regional integration. As an independent nation, St. Vincent and the Grenadines became an active participant in regional organizations such as CARICOM and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. These alliances provided platforms for collaboration on trade, security, and environmental issues, amplifying the nation's voice on the global stage. Diplomatic initiatives. St. Vincent also pursued diplomatic relationships with a diverse range of countries, leveraging its position as a small island state to advocate for issues such as climate change, sustainable development, and debt relief. The nation's election to a non-permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council in 2020 was a testament to its growing influence in international affairs. 8. The challenges of nation-building. Balancing tradition and modernity. As St. Vincent and the Grenadines developed, it faced the challenge of balancing tradition and modernity. Efforts to modernize the economy, infrastructure, and governance systems had to be carefully weighed against the need to preserve cultural heritage and community values. Youth and the future. The younger generation emerged as a key focus of nation-building efforts. Education, entrepreneurship, and digital innovation were seen as critical tools for empowering youth and preparing them to lead the nation into the future. However, issues such as unemployment and emigration continued to pose challenges. 9. The legacy of independence. Achievements and milestones. Since gaining independence, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has achieved significant milestones in areas such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. The nation's resilience in the face of adversity has become a defining characteristic, inspiring pride and unity among its people. Ongoing struggles. At the same time, the journey of independence has been marked by ongoing struggles. Economic inequality, political divisions, and environmental challenges remain pressing issues, requiring continued effort and innovation. Conclusion: a nation still rising. The story of St. Vincent and the Grenadines post-independence is one of resilience, determination, and hope. From the trials of natural disasters to the triumphs of international diplomacy, the nation has faced its challenges with courage and creativity. While the journey is far from over, the Vicentian people have proven that they are more than capable of shaping their own destiny, one step at a time. Chapter 12, Natural Disasters and Resilience. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with its verdant hills and pristine beaches, may appear idyllic, but beneath its beauty lies a precarious reality. The nation is no stranger to the wrath of nature. From the rumbling eruptions of La Soufrière volcano to the destructive winds of hurricanes, Vicentians have faced countless natural disasters. Yet, with each catastrophe, they have demonstrated an unshakable resilience, rebuilding lives, infrastructure, and communities in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. This chapter delves into the profound impact of these natural disasters and the enduring strength of the Vicentian people. 1. The volatile giant, La Soufrière volcano. A volcano's legacy. La Soufrière, the towering volcano that dominates St. Vincent's northern landscape, has long been both a giver and taker. Its volcanic soil provides the island with fertile farmland, but its eruptions have brought destruction and loss. The volcano is a reminder of nature's duality, its power to sustain life, and its potential to destroy it. The 1902 eruption. The eruption of La Soufrière in 1902 was one of the deadliest in Caribbean history, claiming over 1,500 lives. Entire villages were buried under ash, and farmland was rendered unusable for years. Survivors described the sky turning dark as ash rained down, suffocating livestock and blanketing the landscape in gray. The colonial government's response was criticized for its inefficiency, leaving many survivors without adequate support. The 1979 eruption. The 1979 eruption occurred just months before St. Vincent gained independence, serving as an ominous prelude to the challenges of nationhood. Although advances in science and technology allowed for better monitoring and evacuation efforts, the eruption still caused significant damage. Ashfall destroyed crops, disrupted air travel, and forced thousands to evacuate their homes. The response highlighted the importance of disaster preparedness and the strength of community solidarity. The 2021 eruption. The most recent eruption of La Soufrière in 2021 tested the resilience of a new generation. Over 20,000 people were displaced, many seeking refuge in shelters or with family members in safer areas. The eruption caused widespread damage to infrastructure, agriculture, and water supplies, requiring substantial international aid for recovery. Despite these challenges, the Vincentian people rallied together, demonstrating once again their ability to endure and rebuild. 2. Hurricanes, the ever-present threat. Hurricane Alley. Situated in the Caribbean's Hurricane Belt, St. Vincent and the Grenadines faces the annual threat of tropical storms and hurricanes. These storms bring powerful winds, torrential rain, and devastating storm surges, leaving destruction in their wake. Hurricane Janet, 1955. One of the most devastating hurricanes in Vincentian history, Hurricane Janet struck in 1955 with winds exceeding 150 miles per hour. Entire villages were flattened and agricultural production was decimated. The hurricane's aftermath revealed the vulnerabilities of the island's infrastructure and highlighted the need for better disaster preparedness. Hurricane Tomas, 2010. Hurricane Tomas brought widespread devastation to St. Vincent, destroying homes, uprooting trees, and causing severe flooding. The agricultural sector, particularly banana plantations, suffered heavy losses, affecting the livelihoods of thousands of farmers. The recovery process was slow, underscoring the need for stronger support systems for affected communities. Climate change and increasing intensity. In recent decades, the intensity of hurricanes has increased, a phenomenon linked to climate change. Rising sea temperatures provide more energy for storms, resulting in stronger winds and heavier rainfall. For St. Vincent, this means greater challenges in preparing for and recovering from these natural disasters. 3. Floods and landslides. The geography of vulnerability. St. Vincent's mountainous terrain, while stunning, makes it highly susceptible to floods and landslides, particularly during heavy rains. Poor land management and deforestation have exacerbated these risks, leaving communities in low-lying areas especially vulnerable. The December 2013 floods. The Christmas floods of 2013 were among the most devastating in recent memory. Torrential rains caused rivers to overflow, triggering landslides that buried homes and infrastructure. Roads and bridges were washed away, isolating communities and complicating rescue efforts. The floods claimed over a dozen lives and displaced hundreds, highlighting the urgent need for improved disaster management strategies. Community responses. In the aftermath of floods and landslides, Vincentians have often relied on community support to rebuild. Local organizations, churches, and neighbors band together to provide food, shelter, and emotional support to those affected. These acts of solidarity are a testament to the resilience of the Vincentian spirit. 4. The socioeconomic impact of natural disasters. Agriculture and livelihoods. As a largely agrarian society, St. Vincent is particularly vulnerable to the effects of natural disasters on agriculture. Eruptions, hurricanes, and floods destroy crops, disrupt planting cycles, and erode fertile soil, leaving farmers struggling to recover. The loss of bananas, arrowroot, and other cash crops has far-reaching economic consequences, affecting not only farmers but also export revenues and national GDP. Infrastructure damage. Natural disasters frequently damage critical infrastructure, including roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals. The cost of rebuilding often exceeds the island's financial resources, requiring international aid and loans that contribute to national debt. Displacement and housing. Disasters often force families to flee their homes, leading to overcrowded shelters and long-term displacement. Rebuilding homes is a slow and costly process, particularly for low-income families who lack access to insurance or savings. 5. The emotional and psychological toll. Trauma and recovery. The emotional impact of natural disasters cannot be overstated. Survivors often face trauma, grief, and anxiety, particularly those who have lost loved ones or livelihoods. Children are especially vulnerable, as disruptions to schooling and routine can have lasting effects on their development. Community healing. Community events, religious gatherings, and cultural traditions play a vital role in helping Vincentians heal after disasters. These activities provide a sense of normalcy and hope, reminding people of their collective strength and resilience. 6. Building resilience, disaster preparedness, and climate adaptation. Government initiatives. The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has taken steps to improve disaster preparedness, including the establishment of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO. NEMO coordinates evacuation plans, disaster response, and public awareness campaigns, helping to reduce the loss of life and property during emergencies. International partnerships. St. Vincent has partnered with international organizations and governments to enhance its disaster resilience. These partnerships have provided funding for infrastructure projects, early warning systems, and climate adaptation programs. Community-based efforts. Local communities have also played a crucial role in disaster preparedness. Volunteer groups, neighborhood watch programs, and grassroots organizations work together to create emergency plans, stockpile supplies, and educate residents about disaster risks. 7. The role of culture and tradition. Songs of resilience. Music has long been a source of comfort and strength for Vincentians during difficult times. Calypso and soca artists often write songs about the experiences of surviving natural disasters, turning pain into art and fostering a sense of unity. Storytelling and oral history. Oral traditions have preserved the stories of past disasters, ensuring that future generations understand the challenges their ancestors faced and the resilience they demonstrated. These stories serve as both cautionary tales and sources of inspiration. 8. Looking ahead, preparing for the future. The challenge of climate change. Climate change poses a significant threat to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with rising sea levels, more intense storms, and changing weather patterns. Addressing these challenges requires a combination of mitigation and adaptation strategies, including reducing greenhouse gas emissions, protecting natural ecosystems, and investing in resilient infrastructure. Empowering communities. Empowering communities to take an active role in disaster preparedness and recovery is essential. This includes providing access to education, resources, and training, as well as ensuring that vulnerable populations, such as women, children, and the elderly, are not left behind. Conclusion: Rising from the Ashes. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is no stranger to adversity, but its people have always risen to the challenge. From the eruptions of La Soufrière to the devastation of hurricanes, Vincentians have faced nature's fury with courage, resilience, and an unwavering belief in the strength of community. The story of St. Vincent is not just one of survival. It is a testament to the human spirit's ability to rebuild, adapt, and thrive in the face of overwhelming odds.